Dispersal of protoplanetary disks, how stellar properties and the local environment determine the pathway of evolution, by Gavin A. L. Coleman et al. We study the evolution and final dispersal of protoplanetary disks that evolve under the action of internal and external photoevaporation, and different degrees of viscous transport. We identify five distinct dispersal pathways, which are I, very long-lived disks, greater than 20 mir, E, inside-out dispersal where internal photoevaporation dominates and opens inner holes, E, outside-in dispersal where external photoevaporation dominates through disk truncation and two intermediate regimes characterized by lingering material in the inner disk with the outer disk dispersed predominantly by either internal or external photoevaporation. We determine how the lifetime, relative impact of internal and external winds and clearing pathway varies over a wide, plausible, parameter space of stellar, disk, radiation properties. There are a number of implications, for example in high UV environments because the outer disk lifetime is shorter than the time scale for clearing the inner disk we do not expect transition disks to be common, which appears to be reflected in the location of transition disk populations towards the Orion Nebula cluster. Irrespective of environment, we find that ongoing star formation is required to reproduce observed disk fractions as a function of stellar cluster age. This work demonstrates the importance of including both internal and external winds for understanding protoplanetary disk evolution. This was Dispersal of Protoplanetary Disks, How Stellar Properties and the Local Environment Determine the Pathway of Evolution, by Gavin A. L. Coleman et al.